God's been with her, and she gives him honor and glory for it. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, we'll read two verses. One be Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. The other one, Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 16. The two go hand in hand. I want to talk to you this morning about looking through the eyes of faith. God has given many of us good eyesight. Many people do not have good eyesight physically. But God has given everyone that desires eyesight to see the things by faith that are impossible to look at physically. Hebrews chapter 1, chapter 11, verse 1 talks about that. In fact, the whole book of Hebrews chapter 11 talks about faith. We won't have time to go there this morning, but look at Hebrews 11, verse 1. Looking through the eyes of faith. He says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Look at two aspects this morning, looking through the eyes of faith. First of all, we'll look at the analysis. He gives us the analysis, and he gives a definition quite clearly of faith. The Bible is its own best commentary. Other people write commentaries, that's well and good. But if you really want to know something about the Word of God, just look at the Word of God. It explains itself. Look at the analysis of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Then second of all, we want to look quickly at the applications of that faith. He told us that faith will work. We look and we understand faith because he told us about faith. And now we can make application. We won't go through because chapter 11 deals with many of the heroes of faith in the Old Testament. But now we understand and realize that we are God's people also. And just as faith worked for Enoch, faith worked for David, faith works for every individual that he saves and calls. In fact, if it wasn't for his faith, Christ Jesus, imparted into you, and he gives you a seed of his faith, you wouldn't even be able to believe and understand about salvation. There's nothing in the human analogy that we're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Adam and Eve sinned, and we're children of them, every one of us. And there's nothing within us that would even produce faith whatsoever. But it doesn't have to, because Jesus died, and his faith imparted in you, that seed of faith. And when it is brought, and when it comes up, that faith will work. Look quickly at the analysis of faith found in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. He says, now faith is the substance. Look at that word, substance. The substance is the foundation, that which is built upon. And the faith that we have is because of the faith of Jesus Christ that he gives us. It's the foundation of our hope. And when we believe and understand that he is God incarnate, it was he that produced faith in us, and it was he that died and gave himself for us, and the blood of Jesus will cover all our sins, then he, the faith he has and gives us, is the very substance or the underlayment, the thing that is built upon. And you'll never have faith, as Sister Juanita was talking about, until that faith is allowed that God gives you to be the foundation of everything you do. Now, faith is the substance. And that word is a very real meaning because substance is what everything is made out of. If you look at dirt or if you look at water, if you look at any material thing that we see, the substance of it. Well, he says if you're going to be aware that God loves you, then it takes faith. Faith gets you in there, but that faith that he gives us not only gets you into the kingdom of God, but it goes with you all the way through the journey. It is the very foundation. It is the underlayment of everything else, and faith is something God gives us. It is the substance of things hoped for. Now, that means that we can have the confidence in him and the full joy that God wants us to have in this world. is the substance and is the thing that we want hope for. The evidence of things not seen. The substance of things hoped for. What is our hope and aspiration? As Brother Justin told us this morning, the hope and that every one of us would have is our children and you and I and all your acquaintances will go to a place called heaven. I don't know anything better to hope for than that, do you? You can hope for riches, houses and land, automobiles and popularity and all that, but that doesn't entice me. That doesn't really interest me all that much, because all my hopes and yours as well should be that our children and our children's children should go to a place called heaven. And everything about life is geared to that, the very substance, the very foundation of everything that we are and all we hope to be would be built upon the fact that Jesus died for the sins, your sins, my sins, the sins of the world, and the thing that we hope for is that we will live a life pleasing before God. So he will let his light shine in us. And that light will be reflected to this lost and dying generation. And God sends every one of us to different places. We have different acquaintances. God gives us different jobs and different friends. And he expects us to have that hope. And that is the evidence of things hoped for. And then what he said, the evidence of things not seen. The things not seen, it's talking about everything that there is that we don't see. We see the building, we see each other, but there's a lot out there that we don't see. There's a lot that we don't understand. But through the eyes of faith, all those things we hope for, it is the evidence of things not seen. Now, if you talk about evidence, if you were to be a police officer and you thought someone was doing some sort of a crime, you could go arrest him, but it wouldn't get very far in court until you produced some evidence. And this faith, the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen, I'm telling you, when you have the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you have the hope, and you have the foundation of Christ Jesus, and your hopes and your aspirations, and everything that you are is centered in him, then he will give you some evidence along the way. We can pray the prayers and knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ hears and answers those prayers. We can trust God for everything that's the evidence of things not seen. If you look at anything, let me give you some applications now, some personal applications, and you can have some also, no doubt, as we're talking. But if you go certain places, we're talking about, in the next verse in Ephesians, we're talking about the fiery darts. All the devil's got is those darts that he wants to give to you and your children. They affect your thinking. They affect your life. They affect everything. And the fiery darts of Satan tries to diminish and disqualify the faith that God gave us. But remember, the evidence of things not seen, there's evidence of it. And if you look at anything in life, there's an evidence of it. What's the evidence that I have this hope, Christ Jesus? Because he lives in my heart. Because I look through the eyes of faith much clearer than I see. You see, I have to wear glasses. I have macular degeneration. I have eye problems. But thank God, through the eyes of faith, my soul can look to a place called heaven. And there's the evidence of it. If you look at anything, those fiery darts he's talking about, Satan wants to hurl in our direction, and he does hurl those in our direction. And far is something we understand. I remember one time that Sandra and I were coming home from the West Coast, and we said, we're going through the Rocky Mountain National Forest. We'd been from the east to the west, but we hadn't been from the west to the east. And if you don't see both sides of it, you haven't seen it all, because there's different views from both sides. So just as we were approaching, I think we were the fifth car back, ready to get into the national park late in the afternoon, because our destination and motel reservation was on the east side. And there was smoke coming down here below us in the road. And that smoke got bigger and bigger. There's a campsite down there, so somebody's let the fire get out. So they stopped us. You can't go any farther. How come? You know, it's a couple hours that way, but if we have to detour, it's 5 or 6 hours through the mountains of Colorado. They stopped us and said, the far is coming, and it may cross the road. We sat there about 5 minutes, and here it came. I'm talking about the fiery darts of Satan. They're dangers, just like that danger that far. And it was coming up. The wind got behind it. It jumped those 60, 70-foot evergreen trees right across the road and up the mountain where we would have been just a few minutes earlier, and would have been up on that mountainside, and the fire was going far faster than we could have went. And Satan has those fiery darts, and he wants to aim them in your direction. So there's substance that we can trust Jesus to extinguish and put out all those fiery darts. Ephesians said that would happen with the faith that Jesus Christ gave us. And then I've seen a lot of evidence of fire. I've never seen the fire burning in the Yellowstone National Park, but I've been there several times and I've seen the evidence of it. If you go after a fire, everything is black, everything is smoke. You don't have to see it, but you can see the evidence of it. And you and I are Christ's servants in this world. And we know the evidence is that he saved us. He plunged us from our sins. He found us when we were lost and undone. He put that hope within us. And through the eyes of faith, the evidence of things not seen. And I haven't been to heaven, and you haven't either. But by the eyes of faith, I'm headed in that direction. How do I know? Because as his children sing, and we ought to sing, the Bible tells me so. And there's not one word in the Word of God but what I believe. The eyes of faith helps me understand, helps me make application to everything God has said. And I haven't been everywhere and done everything, but I know this, that God will give you that faith to believe. The devil will cast those fiery darts in my direction. He says of things not seen. See, there's a lot of things that we don't see. It's talking about the mental observations and all the physical problems that we have. There's a lot of people that's going through hardships and trials that we don't understand. But we know and realize that if the blood of Jesus Christ is applied to their heart, he may or may not heal them of their physical ailments. But one thing we know, when we depart this life, there's a place called heaven. And in that place of heaven, there's no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more despair. How do I know? How do I understand and know all that? I know that more than I know I'm standing here through the eyes of faith. God saved me, that I know. And he told me in the Word of God, if I live for him, I'll be able to let the light of Christ shine through me and others will see and understand. But all these things, God said, it's things not seen, but yet faith believes and understands. Let's look quickly at the book of Ephesians that we just read. He says that we ought to make application of that faith. We talked about the aspects of it. We've talked about the analogy of faith. That's what he told us. But Ephesians chapter 6 says that we can make application of that faith. And he tells us why we really need to. Above all, more important than anything else, because we're in this world, Satan is the prince of the power of the air. He tries to tear down, destroy. He tries to discourage, and he's doing a good job doing all that. And yet we know by this verse and other verses that that faith that God gave us, look at some of the application he told us in this particular verse. Above all, more important than anything else in this world, salvation. Not only salvation for me, but I love my children and I love my grandchildren. If I live long enough and never have great-grandchildren, I'll love them just as much. And all the people and acquaintances I've come in contact with, I love them. And everything is important, but he says above all. Now we've looked at the base of it. We've looked at the substance of it. The very fact that we're standing on faith from him, of him, and because of him, that's what motivates us. That's what causes us to live in this life, knowing that the eyes of faith can see a place called heaven. And he says, the second thing we need to do, above all, look what he says, taking that shield of faith. Proverbs says that he is a buckler and a shield to those that walk uprightly. What's he talking about? Walking uprightly. Living a life above the surface, not below the surface of Satan and all of the despairs and all the things of the world, but live on the faith of Christ Jesus and trust him. And above all, take that shield of faith. It's not my shield. It's provided by him. That he is my shield. He is a buckler to all those that walk uprightly. You see, faith is not only believing and getting salvation, but it's living in this world. Does it mean you won't have sadness? Does it mean you won't have disappointments? But it does mean that above everything, because your life is based upon Christ Jesus, in him we live and move and have our being, and because of him and because of that, we can take that shield of faith that he provides, and regardless of what happens and who says what and who does what, and no matter what the country does or other country, it doesn't matter. He provides a shield of faith. What good is that? Well, he tells us in the rest of that verse. Because he provides that shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We shall be able to. The power that he gives us. As long as we have our hopes and our standards and everything about us based upon living the life for him. It's not that we're perfect. No, no. Because he is perfect. And he has imparted peace. He's imparted to you and I salvation. He provides that shield. And no matter what fiery darts the enemy may hurl at you, and they will. That we know. Satan tries to ruin your reputation. And what else in this life do you and I have except our reputation? You can lose your health. And you could lose your mind. And you can lose your eyesight. And you could lose everything you're... But if our reputation is destroyed, that means we're no longer able to reach the lost. If somebody tries to destroy my reputation, and many of them have and many of them will, but thank God he said I'll be a shield. Can't take my salvation. Can't take away the faith. Can't take away the eyes of faith, and regardless what Satan tries to do and tries to destroy, he says that shield that I'll provide if you walk uprightly and if you'll live for me and put your life in my hands. He said all the fiery darts of the wicked will be able to be quenched. I remember myself a lot of times back in my younger days on the farm, we would go out and cut new grounds and plow and have a brush pile. And you catch the wind not blowing the good day to burn the brush pile. And then, of course, fire is heat, and then that creates a wind. And the first thing you know, on a peaceful day, the wind is blowing, and I won't have time to tell you all the times that wind has blown some of the leaves and some of the debris over in the forest. And I looked, and 100, 200 feet away was a fire burning leaves. I didn't have a rake. I didn't have a hose. Foolish like. I'd run to it and stomp it out. Could have caught my pants on fire. Don't think about all that then. But just like that, when the fire gets out that you're burning and you're trying to be safe, but then that spreads and Satan's lies and Satan's fiery darts will spread. And although the Lord helped me to get rid of those fires that I had set and the wind carried, now they're burning 20 or 30 feet, but God always helped me to get out before I burned the whole country down. And at the same time, if we trust God, all the fiery darts, we're talking about the wickedness of Satan. How he comes to devour and to destroy. And the Bible says he is as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And I remember Darren telling the story, my son, the preacher, how Percy Ray preached that message at Balfour Baptist Church. Satan is as a roaring lion, and Darren was 12 years old. And in that revival, And that revival and that preaching, Dr. Percy Ray, convicted him of his sins. Been in church all his life. But you see, you don't get saved when you want to. You get saved when the Holy Ghost comes and shows you you're lost and convicts you of your sins. And he still talks about that. The devil is as a roaring lion. He has no mercy on your children, my children, or any child of God. But thank God, through the eyes of faith and through the shield of faith that he provides, all the fiery darts of Satan can be extinguished. Look what he said, quenched, put out completely. No more reminders. Only God could do that. Look through the eyes of faith. With your eyes we see, but we're talking about faith, something that you don't see. The evidence of things not seen. And God will help every one of us. Would you stand this morning? Your head's bowed. Thank God for the ability to have that faith. It's not of ourselves. It's of him. And if you this morning, if you'll please come to the piano or play whatever God puts on your heart. And if you'll come to him this morning. You may be here this morning and you've never been saved. You may be 5 or 50 or even older. But God's speaking to you this morning, some of you no doubt, and saying you don't have that faith. Every little problem that happens seems like the end of the world to you. Don't have to be like that. Jesus provides that faith. And although it's bad out there and getting worse, we know that. But through the eyes of faith and because of the shield of faith, all that Satan is trying to do to you, you don't have to worry about it. You just trust him. Only trust and believe. That's through his faith. Whatever your needs are this morning, you may be saved and you know it, but you have difficulties taking that shield of faith that he provides, but you have to receive it. A lot of people says, perhaps we'll use a shield of faith, but it gets heavy. I don't want it. I don't want to be known as that person. I'd rather live with the wicked people and let them know maybe I'm their friends. I don't want to be that holy and righteous and make them think I'm following Christ. A lot of people are like that. And yet you might be saved. But whatever problem you're having, through the eyes of faith, you don't understand it. But once you receive it, you'll understand it and see it very clearly that Christ Jesus is the answer to all your problems. Whatever your needs are this morning, would you come? Follow the Lord Jesus Christ as he speaks to you. God's told you something to do, something to say. Prayer to pray. See, we're minding the Lord this morning. Through the eyes of faith, the soul sees. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we come before thy throne this morning. So thankful for the ability to come and for the trust and for the hope that there is in Christ Jesus, our Redeemer and our Lord. God, you explained to us in your precious word. Lord, all these prophets of old and these people of old had problems too. But every one of us obtained that good report. Lord, because they followed the word of God and the God of the word. In this wicked generation in which we live, help us, Father, to be the light. Help us, Father, even though the darts are coming in all directions for a child of God. We don't have to fight the battle. And we don't have to worry about it. We just let you provide and walk therein uprightly in the shield of faith. It protects over, behind, sideways, in front, and even underneath. And we thank you, Father, that we can have that. And you promised it will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Realize, Father, that Satan is wicked and a lot of wicked religions in this world. A lot that we could worry about and have to deal with, but thank you, Father, that through the eyes of faith and through the trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's all we need. And we love you so much. We bless and praise your holy name. With thanksgiving, we humbly pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Everyone mind the Lord tonight, this morning.